Thanks, guys. And the news came down from the league office Thursday morning that outside linebacker Connor Barwin was named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month for the month of November, an outstanding month for Barwin and this Eagles defense that certainly has turned the corner, second in the league in sacks, first in the league in pressures. Connor Barwin says it's really a team award more than an individual award, but head coach Chip Kelly says Connor Barwin has the traits that this Eagles team looks for. He explains.
Well, two things. I think it's his versatility, and I think it's his unselfishness. You know, I think, you know, the one thing about Connor is he truly just cares about the success of the defense. So, you know, he'll be the first to tell you that some of his sacks were the result of maybe Fletcher Cox stunting out and taking up two blockers, and he's coming off of it in a twist game. But also, he'll do the same exact thing, and he'll run a twist game where it's an ET where he's freeing up somebody coming from the inside. So that and the fact that Billy can move him around and put him in a lot of different spots, I think, puts him in situations to really make plays.
Well, obviously it feels good, but like I was saying earlier, I think it speaks to our defense and that people are starting to recognize that we're playing well on defense. And we need to continue to play well and continue to improve, and people will recognize the type of players that we have across our defense.
Obviously, all the talk this week is a big challenge ahead for the Eagles offense and Mark Sanchez, who is 3-1 in his four games as a starter for the Eagles. But boy, do they have a tough test this week against a Seahawks defense that is number one in the league. They've allowed just 3 points in each of the last 2 weeks. But Mark Sanchez says this Eagles team is not placing too much importance on this game. Rather, it's just the next week.
Like you said, it's natural for somebody, you know, these guys won the Super Bowl last year, and this is, you know, he played with this coach before. But all that stuff doesn't affect the size of the field, the size of the ball, the rules. I mean, everything stays the same. So you got to just keep your focus the same, keep your preparation the same, and, you know, don't make it any bigger or any smaller. Don't shortchange it either. You know, you don't want to say, oh, it's just another game and write it off either. You would never want to be in that position. So, you know, I think we have a good mentality headed into the game, and hopefully we'll put our best foot forward.
And the quarterback on the other side of the ball is Russell Wilson, who all those years ago, who knows, maybe could have been an Eagle if he had lasted a little bit longer in the third round, but he is a Seattle Seahawk, led them to a Super Bowl, of course, and one of the things that Chip Kelly says makes Russell Wilson so good is that he's such a dangerous runner, but he always protects himself as well. He explains why.
He's really smart, and I think he understands what he can do. He's also, you know, he's 5'10". He's not going to run people over, and I think sometimes those guys with that mentality, and it's tough to get that out of some guys, you know, and I think it's and it's hard too because you also admire it. You want a tough guy.
That'll do it for your 360 update presented by Sports Authority.